Without fail, almost every time I step foot on Eagle Lane or Little Hawkeye Conference venue for a Pella Christian sporting event over the past 7 years, one friendly face greets me as I head up to the broadcast booth or to the sideline for photos. Greeted by the biggest smile, a how's your wife, and how are we going to do tonight?
He is the definition of a super fan of Pella Christian High School sports, all Pella Christian High School sports.
The fact that he's still out there for every single game, supporting us, cheering us on, maybe even harder than he used to when he was a coach himself, that's awesome to see.
That experience isn't far removed from players, coaches, and parents who are part of the Pella Christian system. It's his goal to make you feel welcome and to make the kids and coaches feel appreciated no matter what happens that night on the scoreboard.
His passion and love for Pella Christian schools has never let up, and that's pretty cool. It's pretty special to see.
Dick just made it a point to and not only get to events, but Dick made it a point to try to get to know students and call them by name and know something about them so he could have conversations with them.
Dick Vanderlaan is the Eagle super fan and a man largely responsible for the growth of athletics at Pella Christian High School. Vanderlaan joined the Pella Christian staff as a biology teacher and coach in the fall of 1959 and a leader on the basketball court and baseball diamond until 1976.
Well, at that time, we had fall baseball, basketball, and spring baseball. And then the state dropped fall baseball, and then I started the cross-country program. And then in 67, I think, they dropped the spring baseball, went to the summer baseball, and then I started the track program. And so then I still had three sports yet throughout the year. It kept me busy, and my wife was very capable of helping out with the kids. And again, she encouraged me and was always my support. But like I said, the pressure was not as great then. I can remember my first pole vaulter. He took a pole out in the back and no place to land. He just took the pole and jumped over. And you know who he is. He's Newper. You know, he's Newper, the Newmark guy. And it was nothing fancy. We just did what we could do.
Former Pella Christian High School principal Dan Van Coten just missed having Vanderlaan as a teacher, but did get to know him and his passion for all things Eagles over the years.
I think in an era where some people suffer from some anonymity, I think every kid, every person, but every kid for sure, wants to be known. And to have someone there who knows your name, will call out your name, and will show up at your events, that's pretty meaningful. So I would see kids light up when people like Dick would talk to them, because they just love having someone interested in them as a person and what they're about.
Current activities director Dan Branderhorst, also currently a Pella Christian coach, graduate, and former basketball player, says it's not just the varsity games that catch his eye. Dick's one of the few fans that gets to almost every freshman and JV game, no matter the sport.
It's so rare to find someone like Dick who is so passionate about every sport at Pella Christian. You know, once in a while you get somebody that's a lifelong basketball fan, or maybe a softball fan, or maybe football, or whatever it is. Dick is literally at every event all the time. You know, he continues to amaze me. There's a lot of times where I think that he should be the athletic director if he's going to be there at all these things anyways. Why not just take over for me and obviously manage the events? I started coaching here at PC about 8 years ago, and he would come to the freshman basketball games. And let's be honest, a lot of people don't do that. You know, if they're just casual fans, they're going to hit the varsity events. And I even had to ask the question, like, is there a relation on one of my freshman teams here, or one of my freshman guys? Is he related? Does he have a special connection to somebody that I'm not aware of? You know, maybe it's somebody he goes to church with or whatever, but really that wasn't the case. He just wanted to be a part of Pella Christian basketball.
Those friendships built over the years is what makes him such a fixture, according to class of 2020 graduate Jack Vermeer and Mr. All-Time Leading Receiver in the state, Levi Jungling.
To have someone like that, like in a small community like Pella, come to every single sporting event and just know that he's got you, and like no matter what, he's going to be your biggest fan. It's just awesome. Kind of feels like you're a celebrity because he's just always there. He's always talking to you before games. Like I don't know, like, if he didn't talk to me before a single home game, even away games. Like, he was always there.
It may sound bad, but one of the most
one of the things I look forward to the most about church on Sunday mornings, especially after like a Friday football game, was seeing Dick and talking to him about the game, because we just loved talking about, you know, what went well, what went wrong, and he was always just there to encourage, and he really invested in myself, and I know a lot of other athletes, which really meant a lot to me. You know, he was always there, and he always cared, and I think that showed itself in a lot of ways. It's definitely meaningful as an athlete, that you can look up in the stands, and Dick's always going to be there, and he's always going to be your biggest fan. But, you know, beyond that, I think what made him so special to me during those times was he was a fan off the court and off the field, too. Seeing him at church, he would ask me questions that went beyond sports as well.
That's something, I guess, as you get older, you do appreciate it more, because I want to recognize them. But I appreciate that they recognize me. When they see me, when they come up the bat and they look over there and they take a look and, you know, kind of a wink or whatever, that gives you a good feeling. And then after the game, I have several that say, thanks for coming to the game. You know, that just makes you feel so welcomed and so warm. And it's very much appreciated. And it's just not one student. It's a number of them that will do that.
As this summer came to a close, Vanderlaan was right by our broadcast table as the Eagles softball team made their playoff run, and their season ended in LeGrand. But what wasn't as public at the time was the heartbreak Dick was feeling as his wife Arlene's health took a turn, and she passed away in August. It had been several years since the pair could enjoy games or other Eagles activities together.
And then I had my wife, who died 6 weeks ago. But when she was living, she always encouraged me to go because she knew I liked to. And then, of course, the speech and drama and the music she liked, so we went to that together. And so Pella Christian has been very close and dear to our hearts. We have three of our children went there, and seven of our grandchildren, and now we have our first great-grandchild, Bridget Vanizzani.
But it was her push that made him the fixture he's become in Eagle Lane. And now as his great-grandchildren begin their journey at Pella Christian High School, he's focused to make it to all he can to be the fan in the stands or in the auditorium, and to make Pella Christian students continue to feel just a bit more at home.
I always liked the high school kids. That's my favorite year of the development of students. I like watching what they're doing. I like to help them, encourage them whenever I can if I see them. I think they need that encouragement, because right now especially they have a lot of pressure to exceed at beyond levels that I would never expect back then. But there's a lot of pressure to win, and I think I can give them a perspective of, you know, there's more besides this in life. The Lord has other plans for you. And so just take this as something that you can enjoy while you're in high school and when it's out. And when you get out of high school, a lot of time that activity is not there, maybe intramurals in college. But it's encouraging to see a lot of these young people grow up and love the Lord.
For this Football Friday Night feature about Eagles superfan Dick Vanderlaan, I'm Andrew Schneider.